It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's April 20th and 21st, depending on when you're listening to this. So you have filed your taxes. It's Easter weekend. The Friday night NHTI Delta Dental Road Race occurred yesterday. We had a great turnout. It's part of the Capital Area Race Series. That's race number 3. And an upcoming race, the Capital City Classic, which is part of Market Days, will be relevant to my guest today. Also, for those of you that are listening to this on Saturday, April 20th, there's still time to do the Stonyfield 5K, which is part of the Millennium Running Series. So for all my running friends that are out there, I've just given you the running update. But now I'm going to turn to Don Badami. And Don, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're extremely busy with In-Town Concord. And tell us about your experience. And I know that you came up from Florida. So, and of course, we had some recent snow. So that must have made you feel good.
It's been a lot of fun so far. A recent snow. We've had snow all winter, and I'm loving it. This is my first New England, my first time in snow ever. And
really?
Yeah, really. Wow. And I'm having a blast. It's been a lot of fun.
Good.
I just look at the weather all the time.
Awesome.
It's like glued to my side.
And the website is intownconcordalloneword.org. So tell us about your background and what led you in your not-for-profit experience to take over the leadership of In-Town Concord.
So a little bit of my background. I have over 15 years of nonprofit experience. I started with United Way of Hernando County in Florida as the finance director, resource development officer. And then I moved over to the Greater Hernando County Chamber of Commerce, where I started as event coordinator. And my last position there was director of operations before we came up here. So we made the decision to move to New Hampshire to change of scenery. And New England's always been on my bucket list to live in. And we did it. We moved up here in June. And I thought I was going to semi-retire. And I realized that Dawn can't semi-retire.
That's fun.
And I, through a series of, you know, just deciding to get back into the workforce, you know, I saw the position posted. And I said, you know what, this is exactly in my wheelhouse. Let me apply. And then several interviews and panel discussions later, I am here. And I love every single minute. It's exactly what I hope for and more. I've got a great, fantastic working board. And it's just the community has wrapped their arms around me. And I'm very blessed to be here.
And we're blessed to have you join the Concord community. And I know you just recently had the In-Town Concord's annual meeting. So the mission is In-Town Concord is a 501c3 nonprofit organization with a mission to promote and enhance the business environment, cultural activities, housing, and appearance of historical downtown Concord. So tell us how you interface with the Concord Area Chamber.
We're actually very good partners. Valerie Blake, vice president of the chamber, sits on our board, and we're a part of several of their committees. Dana McGrath, who is our event coordinator, she is actually on the Sippin' on their Sippin' team. She's starting to go to events and getting to know the community as well. We sit on the Creative Concord Committee or Concord Committee, and really just getting involved with the chamber, attending their mixers and their socials and a lot of the meetings, and working with the community as a whole and the business community.
Wow. So, that's awesome. So tell us about the, we'll circle back to some of the other things, but tell us about the 2019 Discover Downtown series, which I think begins with the Flower Power Spring Celebration on May 11th.
Oh, it does. So Dana and I were brainstorming one day, and we said we want to do something that's different and unique, but really promotes the downtown community and the shopping in downtown. But we wanted something fun along and would do something every quarter. So for the 2019, we introduced Winterfest in 2019 in January, and we partnered with the Black Ice Hot Pond hockey tournament, brought ice carving demonstrations to downtown. So we did that in the first quarter of January. So we wanted to come up with something else in May for Mother's Day and wrap around in the spring. Everything is thawing. So we came up with the Flower Power Spring Celebration. So we'll have some activities and crafts and shopping all on Main Street from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to partner with the Best Buddies event that they're having there. We're going to partner with the Audi. They'll be doing their Spring Flower Exchange. So it's just a matter of coming out, taking a deep breath, going, wow, spring is here. And let's do some shopping. After we clean out our closets, we need to fill them back up.
I love it. And by the way, the Black Ice Hockey Tournament, and that's also the weekend of the NHTI Dancing with Stars. Concord's a happening place in January. It really is.
And we're trying to keep it going all year long.
Perfect. So the phone number, if you're trying to get in touch with Dawn, is 226-2150. That's 226-2150. And the website is intownconcord, all one word, .org. Tell us about some of the upcoming programs, the Facade Grant and the Business Recruitment Window Campaign. That sounds interesting.
One of the priorities for InTown Concord is to help the downtown area, the Main Street, the shop, the storefronts on the first level, really keep up that beautification, that wow, this is Main Street, that pretty look. So we're bringing back the Facade Grant Improvement Program, and that's basically a 50-50 match program for downtown businesses that want to spruce up their window, their storefronts, whether it's paint or awnings, or it could be flowers. It's that beautification of your storefront. It could be any kind of signage. So, it's a 50-50 match. And the funds raised from our upstairs downtown walking tour, the funds from that, the net proceeds from that, go into the Facade Grant Program. So anything that we raise goes back into the community through grants.
So everybody that's a store owner on Main Street is eligible for the 50-50 grant?
Correct.
So how does that work? Do they just contact you and fill out an application?
Yes, there'll be an application process. We haven't finalized the process yet. We're just starting to get the feel of it in the community and seeing who was interested in the program. We will probably roll that out right after market days, just because there's a lot going on in the next couple months. And we really want the merchants and the community to have an opportunity to do their research, to figure out what they want to do, and really, you know, start working, have a really good detailed report for us. There is a process. There's a little bit of an application, not much, but there is some documentation that needs to go with it, you know, estimates and all that. And then we'll have a panel, a committee, not of made up of in-town staff, but it'll be actually community members that will actually go through the process, the grant process, and they'll pick and choose who they feel, because it'll be done in segments, depending on how much money we have, obviously.
So more of that will be rolled out around the time of market days. And after commercial break, we'll talk about market days, which is June 20th through 22nd. So again, the phone number for InTown is 226-2150, and the website is intownconcord.org. Now, that was the window campaign. What about the street beautification program?
That is, again, beautifying Main Street proper and a lot of the
signs. It looks so much better already. So.
Yeah, they're doing a fabulous job. I have to say, the City of Concord and the General Services, they do a great job maintaining the streets. But my image, you know, when you that typical Hallmark type Main Street, I want people to keep coming back to Main Street for any reason, for the stores, for their restaurants, for the night entertainment. We've got the Capitol Center for the Arts, Red River Theater. You know, there's so and other places downtown that people can come back day in and day out, you know, on the weekends. So our idea is to really utilize the lampposts with flags and banners and lighting and making just downtown pretty. And that's going to take some time, but we're baby steps.
I love
it. Getting there.
Well, I can see why you were selected to lead InTown Concord, Dawn.
Thank you.
So really, that's awesome. So after commercial break, we'll talk about market days. But you had, in addition, recently the annual meeting. You had the walking tour and reception. Whose idea was that? And that was on April 18th.
The Cyborg Tour is something that we do every year, twice a year, and that is part of our Economic Vitality Committee. Sean Scabo from Merrimack County Savings Bank is our chair.
Good old Sean, he's at it again in a good way. That's good.
He really is, and he's amazing. And he had brought this to me. He says, you know, Don, we do this every year. We like to do it again in the spring and do another walking tour because we have so many projects that are downtown that, you know, a lot going on. And we want to let our, you know, potential realtor, not potential, but realtors and potential investors know, hey, it's okay to come in, come to downtown. We've got a lot of opportunities. We have some storefronts that are vacant either through retirement or for other reasons. So there's plenty of opportunity in downtown. And we want to showcase that to the people out there that are selling Concord in general.
Super. So before we go to break, tell us about volunteer opportunities. And, of course, I always get this question when I do this show, how is the organization funded? So maybe perhaps there's sponsorship opportunities, et cetera. So let's start with volunteer and then get into the funding.
Sure. So volunteers are a huge part, an integral part of our organization. We are a volunteer-led company, meaning our board, we have a board of directors. We are a nonprofit organization. Monies are raised in order to fund our operating costs, which are pretty minimal, but also to do events such as Market Days and the Flower Power Celebration and the Upstairs Downtown, our annual meeting that just happened, and the CBOR event as well. So in order for us to continually bring free events to the community, we have to fundraise. And most of our events are free. There's no admission costs. So we do that in order, we look for sponsorship opportunities. We have different levels. We have small business supporters. We have individual supporters. We have corporate supporters who want, they don't want a cookie cutter sponsorship. They want something like an a la carte so they can pick and choose what events they want to be a part of. They want to, you know, a membership or a supportership is included in most of our sponsorships because I really believe it's important for the community to be together, to stick together, to show the support and the businesses. They may do business outside of Concord or within Concord, but to show the support of the downtown community keeps it thriving, keeps it relevant, and keeps it exciting, and enables us to do more. So as far as the volunteers help with our events. There are many, many opportunities to be a part of in town, whether it's Market Days. We'll probably have about 100 volunteers that we're going to need, and that could be working the kids zone, working in our beer tents, working in the downtime within town or touch a truck or helping us just keep the general festival clean. So we're looking for kids, you know, students that are looking for community service hours. We're looking for retirees to man our information booths, to help with the beer tents and it, across the board. And even with our Flower Power, we're looking for committee members to bring the wealth of knowledge that they have from their experience to come in and help us create and plan bigger and better events.
Takes a village to use that expression.
It really
does. So hold that thought. We'll get back to Market Days after commercial break. So again, intownconcord.org. And I'm with the leader of In Town Concord, Don Bondami, who also appears pretty frequently, you know, on The Pulse. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental. Tom Raffio, Northeast Delta Dental Radio, that is. Tom Raffio, CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And I love to do radio. And with me this weekend, April 20th and 21st, is Don Bondami, who is the leader of In Town Concord. And we were starting to talk a little bit about Market Days, and I'll tell you why that's relevant. I mentioned before commercial break that just yesterday we had the Friday night NHCI Delta Dental 5K road race. Coming up is the 10K Capital City Classic, which is part of Market Days. So let's take a bridge there and say, okay, Don, tell us more about Market Days. It's 3 days, 20th, 21st, 22nd. You were mentioning you do need some volunteers, but tell us kind of the lay of the land and how that all comes together, because certainly in those 3 days, you know, Concord's a happening place.
It really is. So this is our 45th year to bringing Market Days to the community, to downtown Concord. It is again June 20th, 21st, 22nd from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. nightly. And the event was originally born as far as like a bargain basement day, a way of cleaning out the stores and doing a big sidewalk sale. And of course, it has bloomed tremendously. And now we have 3 days of fun, fabulous activities. It's kid friendly. It's family friendly. It's free to the public. We have over 150 additional vendors on the streets. Entertainment. We have in. We're bringing back the all-star comp or all-star bands in Bicentennial Square. We're doing Market Days Idol and the all-star, another all-star show over at Eagle Square. We have our South Stage, which is 3 days of variety entertainment, and that's, you know, comedy and all kinds of musical acts. We're also doing a floss dance contest with Nazzy, and we're looking forward to doing that.
So tell me, how does the dance contest with Nazzy work? That sounds interesting.
I don't know yet. He's still creating it in his mind, but he really wants to get up, have everyone get up there and do some dancing and having a good time. I'll have more details for you. We'll get there it'll either be on our Facebook page or definitely on our website. I think it will get some of the people to explain what an actual floss dance move is. But, you know, it's that kind of funny thing that everybody seems to enjoy doing.
And then when they're done, they can actually floss their teeth.
So that way
I keep my job.
We're going to have an outdoor movie on the stage, compliments of Red River Theaters. We're doing, with the new stage, the venue that's coming in, Ed Balloon will be performing Saturday night for us, Capital Center for the Arts. There's so much activity, Touch a Truck, the Kids Zone, the Downtime Within Town. If you figure, you know, there's so much activity going on, you need to take a break, go over to the Downtime Within Town, and we'll do some relaxing and some arts and crafts with the kids. And really, just... it's all about having fun and enjoying the music and enjoying the spending that family time any of those 3 days.
And for my running friends, reminder, on the Saturday of that weekend at 8 a.m. is the Capital City 10K Classic. Mm-hmm. So what a lot of runners do is they do the race, you know, we hang out a little bit for the awards, and then we enjoy market days.
It's
worked out really well.
Exactly.
So again, the number, if you want to get in touch and volunteer and help out Dawn in other ways, it's 226-2150, and the website is intownconcord, all one word, .org. So that's June 20th and 22nd, and then we start rolling into the fall. You have something called the Upstairs Downtown Rooftop Tour on September 12th. What's that about?
That is actually exactly that. It's an Upstairs Downtown walking tour. Last year we did a haunted tour, and the year before that we did a historical tour. So the Economic Vitality Committee came up with this idea of going up on the rooftops and really looking at the city from a different perspective.
Is there a James Taylor out on the roof song in that? Or that's cool.
So we'll be rolling out details probably again in July. But one thing I did want to mention is in August, we're doing an event called Camp in Town.
I saw that. Camp in Town, Stuff the Bus. Tell us about
that.
That's August 3rd. Tell us about that.
One of the fun things, we want to bring fun throughout the entire theme of all of our events. And what better way to celebrate the beginning of the end of summer and rolling into school. You know, the school will be starting soon, you know, in August. It's an old-fashioned field day. So we're going to do competitions, a North versus South Main Street.
Oh, wow, cool.
Do a tug-of-war in the street and do field games, relay races, obstacle races, the wheelbarrow races, potato sack races, you know, all the things that we did when we were a kid, and maybe they're still doing them in school.
You're going to have a three-legged race, too?
Yes, we are.
Nice.
A little egg in the spoon. and have fun. And then along with that, we're going to stuff a bus with school supplies. So we are definitely looking for participants and sponsors and maybe have a competition. You know, it could be, you know, Northeast Dental, Delta Dental. I can never say that. It's like a tongue twister for me.
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing to sponsor. So you got to get that sponsorship information out there. And I suppose you can go on your website, intownconcord.org. We'll get that.
Absolutely. And then the school supplies will actually go into the classrooms. We will actually choose, and we're hoping we have enough supplies to not, the ultimate goal is to put supplies into every teacher's hands, every classroom, but we know that's impossible with one bus. So we're hoping over the course of the next couple months and even future years is to have multiple locations throughout Concord, stuffing the bus and having a big celebration and giving back to the community. It's all about sharing.
So that's August 3rd.
Correct.
The Flower Power is May 11th. Now, mm-hmm. As you proceed along into the fall, you have something on October 5th called the Harvest Table Farm to Table event. Tell us about that.
Very exciting. Some of the biggest, I don't want to say buzzwords, but everybody, we're looking at a healthier way of living. And what better way to do that is to celebrate the farm to table concept and showcase the restaurants that we have in our downtown community and bring a group of people to downtown, having dinner downtown on Main Street, family style, just really kind of getting to know everyone, have some entertainment, and really keep a focused event, but focusing on the food and the amazing farms that we have in our community. So that's going to be coming. More details will be coming out in the summer as well.
Terrific. And then as we start to think about next Thanksgiving, but as we as we pass Thanksgiving, then on November 29th and 30th of 2019, we have something called Plaid Friday, Small Business Saturday. Tell us about that.
It's all about shopping downtown. We want to support small businesses. Actually, it's not even just downtown. It's small businesses everywhere. And instead of that Black Friday tag, we call it Plaid Friday. We want it. So we encourage our shop owners to dress in plaid to support the small business, the shop small movement, and get involved and have fun. You notice that's a common theme when I keep saying have fun, but I really mean it. I want it's hard enough to have a small business and be an entrepreneur. So we want to bring and entice the members or entice our community to shop local, not always go into the big boxes. There's reasons to shop in big boxes, but there's an absolute definite reason to keep those businesses thriving. Usually for every dollar spent in the community, anywhere from 67 to 78 cents state comes back in. So it's a continuing cycle of keeping and maintaining our people here instead of having to go out of the county.
You can see why you definitely have a nice affiliation with the chamber. And finally, after we have that event, Plaid Friday, then we have the famous Midnight Merriment on December 6th. So that's been going on for a number of years, and the whole city has transformed that night as well.
Oh, absolutely. I came into the city about that time. And Midnight Merriment was my first event here, and I loved it. And one of the things, some of the feedback we got from several of the visitors to downtown was that, man, I wish we could go shopping, but we didn't have anybody to babysit our kids. So Dana and I came up with an idea that we are going to do like a drop-in. I won't say daycare, but we'll do it for a certain period of time so the parents can go out and maybe have a quiet dinner and do some shopping downtown and really get an idea of hey, I'm checking things off my list. The whole point is to enjoy the activities that are going on. We'll have the s'more station, the bum drums. We'll have some other games and activities. We'll have selfie stations and caroling and really do it up. Again, this is the beginning of the holiday season. And I want to have that, wow, this is Main Street. You know, I want that Hallmark Channel vision, perfect weather. And we'll do some more activities. And we're coming up with a lot of great new things. Maybe we'll bring the carriage rides. Maybe we don't know if we're going to be closing the streets down yet this year. But there's a lot of planning involved. If anyone is interested in volunteering to be a part of that committee, they can always reach out to us. Either by email or on our website or through our phone number. Love to have the feedback. We want to make it. This is the community's event, so we want to make it bigger and better so the community continually supports it.
Awesome, Dom. So again, the website is intownconcord.org. The phone number is 226-2150. One of their ways they fulfill their mission of promoting downtown is successfully promote and coordinate major downtown events throughout the year, and you certainly have done that. And again, upcoming, we have the Flower Power Spring Celebration on May 11th and Market Days on June 20th and 22nd. Dawn Bondami, keep up the great work. We're lucky
Thank
to
you.
Have you. And what you need is more passion and energy. No, just kidding.
So again, well, wait till I come see you in your office.
All right. So it's 226-2150, intownconcord.org. Thank you, Don.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.